So, can you, first of all, give me a little background of what it means to be vegan?
People choose to go vegan for a variety of reasons. Many of us are motivated by our concern for and compassion for animals. Some people choose to be vegan for concerns for the environment, for the world's hungry people, or, sometimes for health reasons. Vegans have lower rates of things like heart disease, obesity, cancer, and diabetes. But whatever the reason, in the end, vegans save more than 100 animals every year, and it's an increasingly popular choice.
Does each vegan save more than 100 animals a year each?
That is correct. Yep.
So, can you tell me a little bit about the vegan movement? Is it a thing? Is it not a thing? Is it trending?
I think being vegan is growing in popularity. We see everyone from celebrities like Anne Hathaway to people like our former president, Bill Clinton, whom everybody, while he was in office, referred to jokingly as the cheeseburger president because he was known for his unhealthy eating habits. And now he's transitioned because he wants to live to see his grandchildren. And so as people learn about the health benefits, the environmental benefits, and of course, as the variety of fantastic vegan options out there just keeps growing, we see more and more people going vegan, which is very exciting.
So, what does being vegan entail?
So a vegan is someone who doesn't eat any animal products at all. So that would include not just meat and fish, but also dairy and eggs and anything else that might come from an animal. And most vegans choose not to, wear any kind of animal products or to purchase products that were tested on animals either. So it's kind of a philosophy of trying to make a compassionate choice that benefits animals, whenever you have the opportunity to do so.
How many vegans do we have in America?
That's a really good question. Unfortunately, the government census doesn't take numbers on that, but estimates range between 2 and 5% in most cases.
So I saw an article recently about some people are becoming vegan for Lent. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I think it's really appropriate for people to try going vegan for Lent. Going vegan is the ultimate display of kindness and mercy to the meekest among us, from egg-laying hens who have portions of their sensitive beaks seared off to mother pigs who are confined to stalls that are, these days so small that they can't even comfortably lie down or turn around. And so it is something that's popular, and I think, many people do it because, they're curious about what it would be like to be vegan. And, the exciting thing is that, a lot of people, after they try it for a week or 30 days or for Lent, decide to stick with it because they find themselves feeling better and really enjoying the flavors of the new foods that they're checking out.
What is the difference between vegan and raw?
So, a vegan avoids animal products entirely, and many raw foodists do as well. But I don't think that you technically need to be a vegan to be a raw foodist. And you certainly don't need to be a raw foodist to be vegan. I'm from the Midwest. I like my comfort food, and so I still enjoy my vegan versions of mashed potatoes and gravy and macaroni and cheese and all that good stuff.
Is there anything else you want to add to this?
Well, I encourage people, if you're curious about going vegan, to visit our website, PETA.org. We have a guide there on how to go vegan in 3 easy steps. And we even have things like vegan clothing guides. So if you're, not sure about where to find your next great pair of high heels that would be cruelty-free, our website can help you out with that too.